This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Segment.
Another podcast.
Segment.
Each app different from the last.
Segment.
It's the Swiss Army knife of shows. Meet your two emphatic hosts.
Segment.
I'm ready to go back to being insulted.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too nice. It's too good. It's too positive.
And now the backlash to the backlash is now becoming overwhelming.
Mm, okay.
So the original theme song was nasty to us, and people were like, it has to be nicer to you.
Right.
And now people are mad at this new nicer theme song.
Yeah. Let's react to the reaction and send it back and
Action.
Put the old one back in action.
That's really good. What about a third one?
Ooh. Yeah, we'll just keep on making Ferris do this and say it's all included in the original fee.
It's all inclusive. If you read the fine print, Ferris, you'll know.
We have unlimited revisions and unlimited time. Yeah. So we're requesting yet another revision, which is in the original scope
of the work.
Which you did do for internship experience, if you remember.
$5.25 per hour.
Yes.
And we billed it at a half an hour of work.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
You received $2.75 in kind to create.
And did you not get a lunch stipend? Or at the very least, you had access to the pantry where we have free snacks.
I actually saw him taking a granola bar home.
And
I slapped it out of his hand.
Good.
Because I said you were taking advantage of our
hospitality. Did he not take it home? Because I heard he took one and I invoiced him for it.
You know what he did?
I
slapped it out of his hand and he grabbed it and he scurried off. I didn't even see
like
where he went.
Ferret?
I think he went to a fucking
like
hole
a ferret?
Or something. I think he went to a ferret wheel or a Ferris wheel or a Monchi house or something like that.
Oh my God.
It was all way, way, way too much.
Yeah, way too much, way too soon.
Way too crass, way too blue, way too tacky.
Mm-hmm,
so what he does owe us is a third option
and
slash
not
iteration.
Final. Let's not call it third and final.
It's not final.
It's not polished. It is not a final. It's not on vinyl.
Yeah, this is just an iteration.
And it's an iteration.
And I'm wondering if it should be somewhere that splits the difference where it's like not necessarily mean or not necessarily nice.
Just a neutral theme.
A neutral theme.
A neutral. It's not positive or negative. It's just... Meet your two hosts.
Yeah,
something like
in
that.
In 2010, they were fine on the internet.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Sort of a neutral theme hotel, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes. Instead of a neutral milk hotel.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is a band.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, welcome to Segments. We're still in the lab/studio. That's why you feel a palpable energy.
That's true.
So if you're watching us, this is the episode to start, basically.
Yeah.
Or I guess if you're listening, this is the episode to start watching us. We're on the YouTube, so you can watch this entire thing and all of our episodes, really.
Mm-hmm.
We got some great segments today.
We do.
One of them... I'm most excited about, and it's a little true or false game
okay.
that I've concocted.
It's a quiz.
It's a quizlet. It's a pop quiz, really.
Because really?
You don't know that it was coming.
No.
And I'm telling you right now, this is a true or false game.
Yeah.
And if you get them all right, which you won't do.
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's yeah. like the idea of calling 20 coin
how many,
in a row.
How many questions are there?
Probably like 10 or so.
Okay. I could get those all right.
I'll even give you 9. If you get 9 of 10 correct.
Yeah.
I will kiss your ankle on video. So like it's sort of like a really demeaning thing.
Yeah.
Like there'll be a video of me just kissing your ankle and you can just be checking your phone. So like
yeah.
it'll go viral as like something I did.
It'll go viral.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, what the hell is happening here? That's yeah. so weird.
That's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I think for it to be
I really just want to kiss your foot.
Yeah. For it to be interesting to me, I would need you to post it on your Instagram.
So a video of me kissing your ankle on Instagram.
Yeah,
okay. Right. And okay. I'll do that if you get 9 out of 10 correctly.
All right. And no consequence if I don't, because it's obviously way too hard.
Yeah, it's way too hard.
All right, great.
Although now that I think about it, these are kind of a little bit easy.
All really? Right. Is there a theme?
No, it's just sort of weird facts that I've either created or found by asking people or searching the web.
Okay. And I really want that ankle kiss. And it sounds like you want it.
So is there a world where we just start with the fucking kiss, get it out of the way, yeah. then we can do the whatever
let's,
the kiss.
Let's kiss the ankle. Let's take the video. And then it will be posted if I get 9.
But we get the first two wrong. And it's like, all right.
Shit.
Well, now we
let's
have
start
the kiss.
Over.
We get 2 mulligans and I can do 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
So 6 out of 10, which is still slightly above random, which is
pretty
fine.
Good. Which is actually pretty good.
iPhone has a trash.
iPhone has a trash.
So you know how in your computer you can drag things to the trash?
Yeah.
Your iPhone also has a trash. True or false?
Well, I know there's the recently deleted photos.
Mm-hmm.
So that is...
In a way, a trash.
In a way,
but,
a
like,
trash.
Does your entire phone, like all of the photos, any app, when you delete yeah. it, it all goes into this folder called the trash folder.
No, I'll say that's false.
That's correct. That was false. Okay. iPhone does not have a trash.
Right. Okay. Great. Shit. Why don't you kiss my knee now and we'll work your way down.
For every question I get right, you kiss 1 inch lower on my leg.
And then it'll finally get to the most embarrassing spot, mine ankle. But kissing my calf is fine. Mid shin, that's okay.
And if you get it wrong, I go up. If I win, I get all the way to your shoulder to kiss.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing for you. Data has weight.
Huh?
A full hard drive weighs more than an empty hard drive.
Oh, I think that's true.
That is false.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, so I have to be perfect the rest yeah. of the time.
And technically, it has like an electron, but those things are basically weightless. So
okay.
a full hard drive weighs as much
yeah.
to us as
right.
an empty
that's a
one.
Good that's a good fact because yeah. I would have thought it was like barely like it's imperceptibly heavier.
Yeah,
but I would have believed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have taste buds elsewhere on our body, not just our tongue.
So like I could taste something with my dick.
I didn't say that because that's definitely false. But the things that we know as taste buds
uh-huh.
that we assume are only on our tongue actually exist elsewhere in our bodies.
It sounds like I'll regret saying this because it's so that's so out there to me that I can't think that it's true, and I'm going to say false.
It's true.
Yeah.
We do have taste buds elsewhere in our body.
Did it say where?
Yeah, they said it's definitely in other parts of your mouth, like your cheeks and the palate of your mouth. Not that you can necessarily
wait
taste,
a second. Wait
but
a second.
You have taste buds there.
How did you phrase this question?
You have taste buds elsewhere in your body.
Elsewhere in your body
yeah.
other than – I wouldn't – I thought we were talking about
other than
mouth.
The tongue. Okay, but there
of
are.
Of course, there's. Yeah, in your. In
I will
your
say
mouth.
There's some in your anus.
No?
Yeah, that's what I found, that there are some in your anus. And then the follow up question was like, so you can taste stuff with your anus? And it's like, no, not necessarily because it's okay. not like directly linked
fine,
to your brain.
Fine.
Okay, let's just call the first three ones practice because honestly, data has weight yeah. also was very, like, kind of 50-50 as the stuff I
right.
found.
Right. Okay, if I run a perfect game from here, I get that ankle kiss.
Okay, the next few ones are objective. They're okay. not like kind of a gray area like that. But okay. again, if you learned one thing, it's that data has weight that's so electronically insignificant that it doesn't. And you do have taste buds in your anus, but you can't actually taste with them.
Right. You can't taste with your ass. Don't try that at home.
Correct. Okay. Here's one that's very cut and dry. Dogs are the most popular pet in America.
In America, are dogs more popular than cats, more popular than snakes, more popular than gerbils and goldfish? I think fish might be more popular than dogs. Let's go ahead and say false.
It's true.
I know it's true. But we can't be talking about per capita, per volume. People probably have more fish than dogs.
Because if you have one fish, you have a dozen. Too. Yeah.
Are they even counting fish?
I don't.
If
think
I run
so.
A perfect game from here,
I do so have far to I've lick only your toe. Yeah, so far you're technically 1 of 4.
Okay, that's
which
not
is
bad.
Honestly more impressive than going like 3 of 4 because you're doing really, really poorly. Right. Beets are known as nature's multivitamin.
No, I don't think they are at all because beets are not that good.
That is correct.
Yes.
Eggs are known as nature's multivitamin.
Good on nature.
Eggs. There once was a president named John Tyler.
That sounds familiar. I'll go ahead and say true.
That's correct.
Nice.
He was our 10th president.
10th, not bad. What did Johnny T get up to?
He killed himself
really?
In the White House. Yeah.
Okay.
Only president to do that. Electrocuted
wow, surprised
himself
I
to death.
Didn't hear about that more.
Kind of neat.
Yeah, you mostly hear about the assassinations.
There once he self-assassinated.
Really?
Only president to do that. Is it an assassination if a world leader kills? Like, did Hitler assassinate himself?
No, I don't think.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
There once was a vice president named George Clinton.
Ooh.
Let's take a break. Jake's going to think about this for a second.
Now, that's fascinating. Did he have a pet fish?
He did. Oh, maybe he's not real, so I can't say either way.
Oh, did you try to trip me up with a fake, fake? Oh, I don't. I'll say no, there was not. Now, you're sipping nervously.
That's really tricky. No, there was not a vice president named George Clinton.
Yeah, false.
That's incorrect.
It's true.
There was a vice president named George Clinton.
When?
In the early 1800s.
I should have known that. It sounded familiar.
At this point, I'm afraid I won't even shake your leg.
I'm out on this kiss, aren't I?
It's just not going to happen
today. It's not
going to
happen for me.
Three left.
Okay.
And they're fun.
Yeah.
Butterflies were originally called flutterbys.
That's no. No, they were not. Oh, wait. But flutterby... They do flutter by. They do flutter by, don't they?
But do they butterfly?
Flutterbys. Were they originally called flutterbys?
I think you could phone a friend.
Can I?
Could I call Ben again?
It sounds too cute, too cheeky, and for some reason, I just don't buy it. I'll say false.
That is correct.
All right.
That was from Avital, who actually did think that they were called flutterbys. But then when we looked it up, that's just an old wives' tale.
Wow.
But honestly, they should be called flutterbys.
I guess so.
Because butterflies makes no sense.
Right.
Flutterbys is perfect for them.
Yeah. Butterfly. Yeah, no. Like, what? What is that talking about?
It's nothing.
It's a flutterby, yeah.
51 is a prime number.
Remind me what a prime number is. It's
like a number like 7 that's only divisible by itself and 1.
Oh,
10
yeah.
10 is not a prime number because it's divisible by 5, 2.
True.
51 is a prime number.
Yes.
It's only divisible by 1 and itself.
I literally can't think of anything else that would even remotely divide 51.
It's incorrect.
Yeah.
51 like, is not. Yeah,
totally.
3.
3.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like
3.
48 is divisible by 3. 45 is divisible by 3. And 51 is divisible
by
3. I know,
but what would you divide it by?
17 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then we agree.
Mm-hmm. Kiss.
Last one.
My soul on my shoe.
Lick my watch. And watch my lick.
Nice. A flutterby style.
Last one.
Yeah.
And this one's really cheeky.
Yeah.
Nothing's right, I'm torn.
In Brooklyn.
I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. Torn by Natalie Imbruglia is a cover.
That's Imbruglia slander. You're calling that song unoriginal? It's not a cover. That is false.
Incorrect.
Natalie.
In the early 90s.
Natalie, you lied to me!
Let me get this right, but Natalie Imbruglia covered Torn.
Oh my God.
By a band in the early 90s called, gosh, oh, Edna Swap.
Edna Swap.
Edna Swap.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Edna's Wop. Edna Swap, Torn. It sounds almost entirely like Natalie Imbruglia's version. I don't know why, just like 8 years later, she covered it and it was such a hit.
Yeah.
But I guess that's how it goes sometimes.
I just lost a lot of respect for Miss Imbruglia. Yeah, this sounds like Imbruglia doing a more metal version of her song.
Yeah. Seemingly identical.
Man, great song. Really great song.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it was a cover. Also from Avital. So thanks to Avital. Thanks to you. I think you got less than half correct.
Yeah.
The George Clinton one was certainly incorrect. 51 a prime number.
The dog thing.
It was a bad start and you didn't stick the landing either.
A kiss was on the line and I botched it.
Yeah, I think your hottest streak was Beats not being a Nature's Multivitamin.
Yeah, and John Tyler.
Straight into John Tyler.
Right.
Which was really good.
I think those were the only ones I got.
Flutterbys was correct. You got that one
Flutterbys.
Right.
Flutterbys. Okay, yeah.
Although that one is honestly borderline should be true.
Right.
That was fun.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. That was embarrassing to me. It was hard to play the math thing. That wasn't right. Yeah. You embarrassed me. You came at me. You set me up to fail. You knew I wasn't going to do well there. That's why you put the kiss on the line, because you knew I wanted it and you knew you weren't going to have to do it. So now I'm sad that I'm not getting kissed. I'm sad that I looked pretty stupid on camera in front of Casey. In front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the one thing I got right was the dog thing.
You didn't get the dog thing. You said fish.
That's pretty messed up. That's pretty messed up. And Torn is one of my favorite songs. And now I actually know a fact that I wish I didn't.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst parts.
Sorry.
It's whatever.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah. Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code SEGMENTS.
SEGMENTS.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Funny. And we've returned.
Indeed.
Finally, another tale of illness.
Another body woe story.
Yeah, we were supposed to do something on Friday, and then on Thursday, you got violently ill.
Yeah. I got food poisoned, everybody.
I thought by the end of the story it was not food poisoning, but let's
I'm
take
now
us
back around
that.
To okay. thinking it was okay. food poisoning.
So take us to the start, the beginning.
Okay. So very beginning.
Yeah.
I'm, first of all, just feeling on top of the world.
You're in LA for a week.
I'm in LA. The sun is shining. Things are good. Mm-hmm. We've got the baby. We've got Jill. Jill's mom is visiting. She's looking after the baby.
That's
we're like,
good, yeah.
Oh, you know what? We don't even do this back at home. Let's go get breakfast together.
That's nice.
We go off. We get coffee.
Yeah. We eat raw eggs. We eat raw
It was
salmon.
A really cute interaction that food poisoned us in the first place.
Yeah.
We're ordering and Jill's like.
It was
like,
a food poison cute.
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, can I have a glass? Can I do some orange juice?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Ooh, that sounds good." And then she said, "Do you want one?" And I said, "I'll just drink some of hers." And we like, it was cute.
Did a little fucking nose, yeah, an Eskimo kiss. Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, that's sweet. We're gonna split an orange juice." Mm-hmm. Remember this because that is what killed
it's
us.
It's a sliding doors moment that ruined your life irreparably. Right. So
absolutely. So we then inevitably have a kind of awkward interaction about the orange juice even a few minutes later because the lady forgets the orange juice.
Oh, wow. She was almost trying to cosmically save you.
Yeah. Forgot the orange juice. We're standing there with our coffee. Jill's like, should I ask? You can ask.
Yeah.
She goes up. She kind of is getting ignored by everybody that's working there.
Yeah.
She says, excuse me. Somebody walks by her.
I really like the juice.
She contemplates leaving.
Just leaving the juice.
And then she like gets this lady's attention, asks about the juice, and then the lady kind of acts like she hadn't forgotten about the juice.
No, I gotcha.
You're being impatient. But like she was making matcha. Yeah. She'd forgotten about the juice.
She was already past you guys' order.
But definitely kind of wanted to make Jill feel bad about the interaction. So we get the juice. Nothing's going to ruin our day.
No.
We drink. We go off. We get a pastry at the
place. How does it work
next door.
With coffee and juice? Are you like entirely juice and then you move on? Or can you switch back and forth? Those are two very different drinks.
Yeah, I would normally if it's me, I would drink some orange juice. You know, kick off the day, palate cleanse with some water, and then coffee,
like a shot.
Yeah, but it was Jill's juice, and I was just going to have some of it.
Yeah.
So
Jill's juice. We're just living in it.
I just ignored it entirely. I ate a croissant. I drank my coffee. And then kind of midway through, Jill like poured some juice into her empty coffee cup and gave it to me.
Interesting. Okay.
I downed the juice. It was great.
Good juice. Juice-wise, it was fine.
We're going to the car. Juice-wise, it was fine. It was good.
So good.
And, you know, I was a little worried about the citrus in the coffee, but it didn't It was fine. It was
no
great.
Heartburn, no duty in the pants situation.
No, but we're going to the car, and Jill's like, I think I drank the coffee too fast. My stomach hurts.
Oh, interesting. That quickly.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's, you know, you're fine, whatever.
That's cool. You sort of gaslit her to make her think that she was actually fine.
Don't worry, kid. Yeah. Your stomach doesn't hurt.
Yeah, you're often complaining about shit. Yeah. It turns out to be kind of all right.
So I drop her off at home. Everything's good. I come in. I believe we recorded a podcast with Jeff.
Nice to know you can go back and watch that one and just sort of see if there's you can any see,
at
signs
the end, I was starting to feel
drag.
Like, I was like slow. I was like, okay, I feel a little... I feel a little off.
Yeah. Which is what Jill felt as soon as you guys left.
But it almost felt like I just had like brain fog or something. Like just like I had too much caffeine or something. But then I had that meeting with me, you, and Marty. I'm sort of starting to fade a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
noticed like, that. You were sort of hunched over. You didn't want to shoot the basketball.
I didn't want to shoot the basketball. Yeah. I was sitting there. I was just sitting. You guys were shooting basketball. I was just sitting.
Yeah.
Then you guys all went to lunch. Yeah. And I was like, well, I got to go to the Valley. I got to go record. I'm not going to eat anything.
But I
was
breakfast just like, tacos.
Yeah.
And you weren't even interested.
No, I wasn't hungry. And
you weren't hungry, feeling, you think, it was because of the ill effects of the juice situation?
I was, at that point, I was like, I think... there's something off in my stomach. And I, at that point, was thinking, like, maybe it was something that we ate this morning. But I'm like, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Did your brain flash to Jill also not feeling well or no?
No, I didn't even really think about that. Okay. I was just like, I bet I just need to, like, take a shit and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Then I drive, as I'm driving to the Valley to record an ad pod, I'm just like, my eyes are glazing over. Oh. I'm like... I kind of start to have the chills.
Kind of like when you got that tetanus shot.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, should I like bail on this other recording? But then I'm like, I don't want to do that. I got to show up. I don't want to not record.
Especially because when it's internal like that, it's hard to like tell people. Like, I just feel a little weird.
Yeah.
If it's like an open sore, then they can see it.
Yeah. I wasn't ready to cancel. It was just like, I feel weird. I didn't feel sick. I was like, I feel weird. Something's happening, but maybe it's just one of those, you know, sometimes you get that fog after lunch.
Yeah. Like, but you didn't eat.
No.
Yeah.
But like, you know, sometimes you get some brain fog and you just shake it off and you feel fine.
Yeah. Like you ate too much.
So I thought that was going to happen. Uh-huh. But I get there. We recorded.
Oh, wow.
Got the full episode.
Wow.
But as we were ending, I was just like, I stood up and I was like, I have to go home. I think something is happening to me.
And they had no idea you didn't feel well at all during
No, the they were surprised. So I think my adrenaline was going and I was able to like role play and be in the zone.
Interesting. So you weren't really feeling the ill effects while recording.
No. I mean, I was feeling like a weird like buzz throughout my body, but not like, I wasn't feeling faint or tired yet.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm like, okay, I think I probably have some kind of light food poisoning is what I keep on saying in my head. Light food poisoning, which is not serious. And I probably just need to like take a nap and I'll feel fine. Because
it's light food poisoning. Yeah.
If I was sick, I would have been way sicker than this.
Yeah.
But I also know that Jill, if I texted her and I say, I feel weird, do you? If she doesn't, she will suddenly be like, oh my God, do I have food poisoning?
Yeah,
I'm scared. Now I start to feel sick. So I just
texted Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I text her, how are you?
Because I feel great.
Yeah. Just no context. Like, how you doing? And she texted me back that she's like, I feel so sick. Green pukey emoji. My mom is with Gemma. Like, I'm in bed.
Wow. She didn't text you that. She waited for you to reach out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she had the strength to text me that earlier because she had way more of this juice than I did.
Yeah.
So it knocked her out. And then I'm driving home. And at that point, I'm like,
the opposite.
Yeah.
Her I'm like, green puke emoji is like, oh shit.
I'm like,
coursing
through
your
veins. I'm in the HOV lane, even though I have just me in the car. I'm just trying to,
you have to assume Giardi is a fucking passenger at this point.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the
parasite in my stomach that counts as a person.
Yeah.
So I get home, I walk in, Jill's mom is there with Gemma. Gemma's like smiling, reaches for me. I'm like, hey, sweetie. And I like, don't even have the energy to like take my clothes off. Just like go in, fall into the bed, and I just start like moaning. I'm like,
full body or stomach?
It's You know, I famously have never had a stomach ache before, right?
Yeah, you know, Joel's mom said that the next day. And I said, isn't that patently false? Because you had food poisoning in Paris. You also had some sort of diarrhea slash stomach issue in Mexico when we were together.
But it's never manifested as a stomach ache for me.
Okay.
It always feels like my head feels really tired and I feel like dizzy up in my head.
You never had a pain in your stomach?
No.
Got it.
Save for like, if I guess if I'm running, I felt like what it feels like to have
muscle
a cramp right here.
Yeah.
But this was the first time I had, it was somebody who was like wringing my stomach out.
Which is maybe gas or something like that.
Yeah. So I'm lying down, and just, I'm like, oh, I want, like, this will pass. It's not food poisoning.
Shit or diarrhea or get rid of it somehow.
But then I stood up and I'm like, I think I might throw up. I think I might throw up to, like, 2 seconds later. Like a fucking geyser coming out of my mouth.
And it's what food? Because you didn't have anything since the juice and the croissant.
It was dinner the night. I mean,
possible it was dinner the night before and not the juice? Because Jill felt it instantly.
Yeah, I really think it was the juice.
What did you have for dinner the night before? Dare I ask?
Raw chicken.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because
Jill's mom, she ate dinner with us and she was fine.
Yeah.
The only thing that just Jill and I ate was this juice.
The juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also believe that, like, you just know in your heart what it, like, your body just is telling you what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I start violently puking. That kind of, I sleep for 20 or 30 minutes at a time, wake up, throw up, from like 4 PM until, the middle of the night. And then I slept until like 9.
On and off puking. Jill also?
Jill never, she has an aversion to throwing up and she is able to like shut her body down. Yeah.
Interesting. But the body needs to throw up. It's like a good thing to throw up.
Yeah. She can't do it.
Okay.
But she never threw up. And she was also like a bit more sturdy than I was.
Yeah.
Like
I saw her the next day and you were still at home convalescing.
Yeah. Yeah. And even that night, I think at one point I like woke up in a daze and I like saw Jill like, washing Gemma's bottle.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
You can't
You're
do that.
Dead. We should be dead together.
We should be dead together.
If Jill's mom weren't here, Gemma would just be crawling over our corpses. Like, I don't know what.
Like a cat eating
done.
You guys.
Really have no idea what she would have done because I did not have the strength or wherewithal to even like be aware of where she was.
Yeah.
I guess if Jill's mom was not there, maybe I would have
sprung into action. But it sounds like Jill would have.
Yeah, Jill would have. Jill would have handled it. Then the next day Micah comes.
And you feel emptier but better?
Yeah. I even recorded on Friday.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, I was just grateful to not be throwing up.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like a little hollow, a little fragile. Almost like I had been really hungover the day before. Or
right. But now you're okay.
But now I'm like,
okay.
We
were supposed to play tennis on Friday and you're like, I'm in a weakened state.
That couldn't have happened. But I'm just coming back online, you know? Micah comes. We all hang out.
Yeah.
We order dinner. The next day, we have a great day. This is Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He and I go on a run around the reservoir.
Wow.
Things are good. We're like looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be great. We cook dinner. We barbecue on Friday night or no, Saturday night. And we're like, okay, tomorrow Jill and Mike are going to go to yoga at 8 a.m. I'll hang out with the baby. Then we're going to go vintage shopping. Then we're going to meet up with Ben. Just have this whole entire day planned. It's really great. Wake up in the morning to just hear Micah puking his brains out.
Okay. So at this point, you got to think it's not a food poisoning.
Right.
Situation.
So Jill is like, I think we have norovirus, which is like a stomach bug that's really contagious.
Yeah.
And, you know, Micah.
24-hour bug.
Yeah. And Micah's just puking. He's in a sorry state. We feel awful.
And
we're
you're like, I know what you feel like. I felt like that three days ago.
And he's like, when did you stop throwing up? And I was like, I think you have another hour. You should be done. So I feel awful for him. You know?
He flew into a disease.
Yeah, into a disease.
New York to LA.
Come stay with us. We'll take care of you. But I instantly kill him.
Mm-hmm.
All of our plans are just gone. They're not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that was when we started thinking that we had this norovirus thing.
So why do you think it's back to food poisoning?
Well, because then I texted everybody, texted the D&D crew. I'm like, I had spent the entire day with them. I'm like, okay, I might have just given everybody a stomach flu. How is everybody feeling? But nobody else is sick.
Interesting.
Jill's mom's not sick.
Yeah. Gemma's fine.
Gemma's fine, which apparently when you have this, when you have a flu like this, the mom like actually creates antibodies in the breast milk and feeds them to the baby, which is really magical and
that's
awesome.
Nice to hear.
So yeah, Gemma's like with Jill, but is protected through the breast milk. But then we realized that Micah, the one thing he did was shower in our bathroom because we have a really awesome shower.
Do you think it was... from the juice to the shower to Micah?
I think it was, so what I've looked up since then is that food poisoning actually is contagious.
Interesting.
You can get contaminated from something you eat, and then the contaminated person can infect others through their germs.
Oh, interesting. I thought you had to ingest this
That's
like, thing.
That's what I thought, too. But there are, I guess, certain strains or something where, like, I basically have the virus, and or the bacteria or whatever, and Micah can ingest it. It doesn't have to be that I give him food.
Yeah.
And I think it can be spread through surfaces. So it's the bathroom where I'm throwing up for an entire night.
You think he goes and filled takes in there.
He
like
takes a shower if he touches a single thing in there.
It's infected. Done. Yeah.
So I'm back to thinking it was this damn juice.
But it also could have been like an airborne thing that like somebody at the juice place gave you.
Anything's possible. But I think it was this lady with the damn juice.
Do you think you're going to have orange juice anytime soon?
I almost went back to the same coffee shop yesterday.
And?
Micah talked me out of it. It's the best coffee in LA.
And what are you going to do instead?
Well, today I went to Verve, which is also really good. It's just far away.
Yeah. Plus, you might not be able to get norovirus there.
Yeah, that's the issue.
I wonder
if it's almost worth it.
Can you get it again this fast? Or is it like you have immunity now, like COVID?
Yeah, well, norovirus, you have immunity. But I don't know if it's me ingesting fecal matter or whatever.
Right, that can happen ad nauseum.
It might. I don't know.
And it might ad nauseum to you.
So I don't want to risk it. It's not worth it.
No.
Well, it was almost worth it. I was talked out of it. Yeah. I thought it was worth it. And Mike. It didn't. I have to trust him.
Literally to die for this orange juice / coffee situation that you love so much.
I'll never get the orange juice again. Never.
Jill poisoned you.
Yeah, it was her fault. And I made her very aware of that.
Yeah. Listen to my brother screaming. Know that it originated with you.
And you protected Gemma with the breast milk, didn't you?
Actually, Micah could have used that breast milk almost like as a...
If we could have known. I don't know if it works like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works like
after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But now Micah seems fine. You feel fine. What doesn't kill you make you stronger style.
Yeah. I mean, I was hurting for like 2 or 3 days even.
Yeah.
But he bounced back a lot faster than
That's
did.
That's nice. And now that he's in the office, so we can track it even further. Like maybe he gave it to somebody here and we can interview them.
We'll keep an eye on everybody.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because if he gets someone else sick, then it's definitely norovirus.
We know it's not from the juice.
Yeah. And then I can go back and get my favorite coffee, which would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, what I want just to wrap this whole story up is like, you know how there's COVID tests?
Yeah.
Why can't there be like flu tests? Like I was sick in January.
Yeah.
I had the flu or something.
It'd
so
be
I
nice
thought.
To know.
What flu did I have? And they're like, yeah, you can go to an urgent care and take a test. But I'm like, I was feeling like you were feeling. Like I can't even walk to the bathroom, let alone drive to Echo Park right now.
Right. Yeah.
Give me an at-home anything test. I want a swab. It's like
it's obviously not a priority for them. And I don't know
because they're busy
why.
With like the cancer stuff.
Or... I guess. But COVID was a priority and they did it so fast with the COVID tests.
And like the urgent care has the access to the tests.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I tested positive for influenza type A or B.
Right.
Give me an at-home version of that shit.
Yeah. Well, you just have to befriend a doctor that has the test.
I took the strep throat test back when I had the cold sore, the wart, the canker in my throat. Yeah, they were able to do a
strep throat. The fissure in your sphincter.
Yes, my fissure sphincter. Mm-hmm. What I ended up having was I got it in my asshole. My taste bud got infected down there. Yeah, I had a little taste bud that got like
you can
inflamed.
Taste down there.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's right. That's why butt chugging was so popular.
All right, good segment, good story. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Me too.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Handsome. All right, we're back.
Yo.
Recording some Jake and Amir episodes next week.
That's right. That's right. It's big. March Madness number what?
Nine? 10, 11?
Wow.
I can't even keep track at this
point. Wow.
But yeah, it's the perfect
timing. Our second
timing.
One back from being back, right?
Yeah, we took a hiatus from our hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And now it lined up perfectly with March Madness. March
That's
is
right
around the corner.
That's right.
These ones are fun / easy-ish to write because we just look at who's going to be in
yeah
the tournament back into it.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, I have fucking a cactus and Duke mm-hmm in my final four or whatever.
Exactly.
It's that easy.
One recurring joke idea that I had was for Connecticut, you
yep
keep on saying, you connect, I cut. And you have a pair of scissors and you just keep on cutting.
Stop.
Just like a huge pile of
yeah
shredded brackets.
Yeah.
And then that made me think of the third or fourth time you do it, you cut your finger really bad.
Oh, are you okay? Yep.
So
who else you got in the final eight?
There's more and more blood every single cut.
Baylor, fuck man, I'm really lightheaded.
I tried to call 911, you grabbed my phone.
You grabbed my phone, I cut. I'm starting to bleed.
Starting, you won't stop.
I think you're hemophiliac or something.
Yeah.
All right, great. We already have our runner.
Yeah, that's the runner.
Then, of course, we just look up team names, who's probably going to be there. I got some great names in the standings, the top 25. Actually, do you know UConn is the number one team in the country right now?
Yeah, I did. And we walked the tournament last year. Was there like a game that we didn't win by 10 points?
No, it was an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah,
it was a drubbing.
Amazing. That was amazing.
We got some good names in here. Creighton,
Creighton
is in the top 15.
Yeah. Okay, so Creighton, more like Layton. I don't think they're going to show up in time for their game. That's forfeited. Final forfeited. Straight to the final four with you. Something
yeah
along those lines.
It's always a rhyme that gets me to a place where a team is in the Elite Eight.
Right.
Yeah. Baylor, I'd rather nail her.
Right.
I had sex with an assistant coach
yeah
one day.
Right. From the Texas Longhorns.
Swing! More blood,
yeah,
more comedy. There's action in that.
Uh-huh.
Washington. Oh, didn't we do this before? Washington State? No, it's not. Like, actually, it is a state.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Washington State? No, it's not.
No, it's two ones that were a
right
state. Or were not
we're
a
not
state.
States, yeah.
Yeah. Jacksonville State. No, right. It's not.
Yeah, yeah. It's et cetera,
Sacramento et State. No, it's not. Washington State.
That one is.
Yeah, really.
So we'll just recycle that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. St. Mary's.
Oh, St. Mary's. Please, please,
let your plane crash before you get to the Sweet 16.
What? God, you're praying?
I've been a good boy in the name of the just Father, for that Son,
blues.
And the Holy Toast. It's a piece of toast that says Kansas.
You did that? You burnt that?
Just came out of my toaster. Signal from God.
You remember the chicken nugget that looked like Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, this is a toast that looks like Auburn. As in, I burnt it.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Like that. Yeah, that's really good.
I don't know if it's good, but it like matches.
Yeah, theme, right. You know? It's as dumb as the rest of them.
Good means equally bad.
Yeah.
In this case.
Right. You have to just be insane and you're bleeding out in this episode.
So Purdue?
The more unhinged, the better.
Purdue?
Purdue? How to Purdue. Oh, how to Purdue there, partner.
Hand just bleeding a lot.
Can you? You've ruined the sofa. All you care about is the sofa. Jesus.
How do we get special effects for this episode?
CGI for AI.
Interesting.
Do you think that if we upload a video of you, we can ask AI to put in blood everywhere?
I can't because I don't have access to these really advanced AI softwares.
Right.
But next year we probably could.
That's awesome.
Actually, next year we could probably just write Jake and Amir, March Madness 10.
Yeah, it'll spit it out. Yeah. That's great.
But it will it be able to come up
with
an incredible
joke
about BYU? PU.
Yeah, something like P. Yeah. P, why you? I shit my pants in addition to bleeding out.
Yeah. Or something about the idea that they're all Mormons or something. Because BYU is, you know, specifically.
Right, Brigham Young.
Yeah, it's an all-Mormon university.
Brigham Young? Why'd they bring them so young? This team of toddlers is not going to stand up to Kansas City Jayhawks, is it?
Kansas City.
The Chiefs?
How the hell do I have the Super Bowl champ in the Final Four?
Patrick Mahomes doesn't lose. That's the thing, okay?
He's not in the tournament.
He's not going to not lose it.
Exactly, which is why I have them.
Brigham Young, you think they're toddlers. Yeah. That's kind of like
how... They bring them young.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Sister wives, something about Mormon polyamory, polygamy.
Right. Yeah.
UCLA.
UCLA, something like that.
Oh, like instead of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you see?
Yeah.
UCLA.
By the dawn's early.
Creighton.
Got it. So it doesn't have to rhyme.
No.
Oh, what about Dayton? Dayton is 16th.
Yeah. Dayton versus Creighton.
Yeah. I have Dayton.
Who's Dayton Creighton? If I'm dating the assistant coach from the Longhorns, who is Dayton Creighton?
I do constantly bring up that I've had sex with an assistant. I forget the origin. Oh, was it late? What school was that where I say I've been having sex? I had sexual relations with that woman.
I already can't remember.
I think it was Creighton.
Yeah.
Clyde Layton.
Right.
I always forget.
Yeah. We'll play this back.
Yeah, that's the beauty of doing these taped brainstorms is that we actually
tape storm.
Yeah, we write things down digitally. University of Houston, second team in the nation.
Okay, so we've got to come up with something. They're definitely going to be there.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Then why do you have them in your Final Four?
Because the problem is they're not going all the way.
Yeah, you do have them.
You do have them going all the way. I've lost a lot of blood out there. Sorry if what I'm saying doesn't make sense.
But honestly, usually I'm pretty fucking insane during this time of year. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've rarely made sense in these videos.
I think this is the exact right amount of blood for you not to have. You're having a come to Jesus.
A come to Jesus moment.
A come to St. Mary moment.
And lastly, we have, oh, Duke. Duke is a classic.
Right, Fook Duke, we've done before.
Yeah. Duke.
Duke, we have a problem here. So the Houston one.
Did I say that for Houston? Yeah, I guess
it made sense when you did.
Why? Because of Apollo 13?
What's that?
Duke is a fluke. Coach K can't get his way.
Coach K retired 2 years ago.
Coach K went away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something's good about calling Duke a fluke, how they're only in this one time by dumb luck.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I think they're a staple of the tournament. I think really? They win all the time.
Duke is a fluke. You realize they're only in this tournament during March? Who's talking about this basketball team in July?
I don't know. A lot of people, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't follow this sport at all.
I don't think you do.
By the way, who's even collecting the money and organizing this?
You know? I think your wound needs to be cauterized.
I think so, too. We agree. All right. Well, let's keep this under lock and key.
Yeah.
Whether this episode comes out before or after the actual March Madness episode will be interesting.
Who's
I wonder
to say?
If we can time it during the same week.
That'd be perfect.
But if not, now you guys can see how the really, really sloppy sausage gets made.
Right. That looked like a brainstorm, but that is a final draft.
Yeah.
That is pitch perfect.
We might just release that as an episode.
Yeah.
Was me staring at my phone yelling colleges at you.
We can take the audio and then dub it.
Put it over anything, basically.
Precisely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Third segment. Three segments up, three segments down. A perfect game.
Amazing.
This was our first perfect episode.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. An immaculate ep.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, good for us. I mean, we're still like under, how many episodes of segments have we done?
20-ish.
20-ish. Yeah. I mean, it feels right at the right time to hit our stride.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool.
Totally. And I think now we can kind of run this for another
580.
Yeah, 800 or 900 episodes. Yeah, something like that.
We should do like one with a guest or something.
That's interesting.
Right.
I don't hate that.
Right.
Right.
I just don't know any funny people.
Yeah. Or I don't know any people that would want to come on our show.
Because it's sort of small now.
Yeah.
Nobody likes
us personally. Yeah.
Nobody wants to take the time out of their day to join us.
The stuff that we were just doing, it's like only funny to us and not other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Not even that many other people.
Right.
Exactly.
Like dwindling number for sure.
Yes. Yes. We're basically holding wet sand.
Yeah.
And as it dries out and falls out of our hand, we're left with a few grains.
Nothing. Yes.
And that's all we have.
Right.
Our empire is a crumbling castle.
It's washed away into the sea.
It's eroded with the high tide.
Yeah.
We've come back from this bacchanalian feast slash orgy.
Yep. Yeah.
And to find nothing at all.
And you look out at the sea and all you can see is the emptiness of the vast horizon. And
it's the same waves that anybody can hear.
Right.
Exactly. We're not seeing it.
And that's all we feel in our bodies is that emptiness, that vastness, that bottomless pit of nothing. Nowhere. No one.
We look to the left and it's a shark.
Oh! You scared me, dude.
It grabs you with its fin. What the fuck?
Insane.
It was dead. It washed ashore. Now it's mugging me.
Are you seeing this?
This is fucking nuts, man.
Do something.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We'll be back next week for more segments, or I should say for more of us. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. And for more segments, you can just watch us on our YouTube channel, I guess.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We'll be back next week. Exactly. As always,
right on.
Thank you. Namaste. Good fight and good night. Bye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah. Go ahead. Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.